Hey, hey, hey! Welcome back, West Coast Wednesdays, Girl Chat Sports. Mo and Mel.
Back on a Wednesday.
Back on a Wednesday.
Well, it was odd having it on Thursday last week, but you know.
I know.
It actually was a good look, though.
It was a good look. I don't know if maybe Thursdays are just better for people or what. Maybe it's later night or later at time.
It was Thursday, too. It was like 8 o'clock Thursday. It wasn't even like 7.
I feel like it was 8:30 almost. Like it was late.
Yeah. People had time.
Maybe we need to reevaluate the showtime. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, if you're catching the show, make sure you like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Feel free to tap in, share it to your feed right now, whether it be on Twitter, Facebook, or any other social media that you're on. We appreciate you. It's going to get warm this weekend in Vegas. It's about to, we've been great. It's been under 100 degrees for, like they said, like over 270 days, which is a record.
Which is a record.
But this weekend it goes from like today being like 99 or 100, it goes to 115 on Sunday. Like there's no middle wiggle room there. We went from.
I pray that it doesn't reach that. That is just crazy. How am I supposed to survive?
I already have a hard enough time driving by people that have all their windows down in a new car. So I'm thinking, like, your AC can't be broke. Like, why would you? No one cares that you're driving that car. No one cares to look at you in your car. Why are your windows down?
Is that what you're doing?
I see this all the time, like, on the streets, on the freeway. They're blowing their music at girls and guys. I'm like, no one cares. How are you? I'm dying when it's 90 in my car. I need my AC on, windows closed.
So here's a thought. Maybe they are running the AC and having the windows rolled down.
But why? Why you want the hot air in?
You got to ask them. When you pull over the store, you see them pulling up next to you with the windows down. Like, why do you, is there
why?
A reason?
Why? I have AC. What's like, going on? Because
what's the
heck?
Is there a
it?
Hack that I don't know about to make it
and
cool
let it be 115 and I see those people. I'm just like, listen, I get it if I see like an older car, so maybe your AC ain't working. You just need the air ventilating cool. But not in these newer cars. Come on.
I don't know.
And if you don't have your AC fixed and you live in Vegas, your priorities are a little messed up.
You may want to ask them. I'm telling you, they may have the AC in them.
I need to know. Even if it is
it's
on,
the
like
same thing if people drive with convertibles in 115 degree weather. Like, you're doing this.
I don't see that as much. I don't see it as much.
Well, it happens. Doesn't mean that
it does
there.
Happen. It does so, happen.
I mean,
so like the like our temperatures going up, there's some hot topics that we got to talk about. One, I personally need to talk about because maybe it's just me. And you know, I'm not a big reality TV show person. I'm not big on reality anything. I really don't care for Ryan Seacrest. I mean, granted, he gets his bag. He makes moves. He's always on a mission. He's got numerous projects. But the fact this man is going to be the new host of Wheels of Fortune and is replacing Pat Sajak, I just have a problem with. Maybe because I'm a long time, like, Wheel of Fortune was something I used to watch with my grandma, and Pat Sajak and Vanna, those were just like household names that went with Wheel of Fortune. And I feel like Ryan is just too, I don't know. Have you heard, did you hear about this? Do you have any thoughts
on
this?
I did hear about it, but I mean, I'm trying to think what reality Ryan was on.
Well, doesn't he produced a bunch? Like, he produced a bunch of reality shows, and he's done,
like... he was host of American Idol, so I feel like if he could be that charismatic in American Idol, he definitely comes off game show-like and that.
I don't know. I don't know. I said, maybe it's just me.
Steve Harvey?
I don't have anyone in mind to replace him, and that's my thing. I think I was hoping for maybe someone that maybe wasn't as, like, A-lister in the... I was hoping for more of, like, you know, something that needs to come up and get there and, you know, have that be their show. I feel like Ryan has so many other things that he's known for. Like, let somebody else be known for Wheel of Fortune, for the new Wheel of Fortune.
Ryan's hot right now. I'm not about to mess up Ryan's bag. Ryan, like, no one cares. Like, come on. I haven't even watched Wheel of Fortune in I don't know how long. So
it just, like, irked me for some reason. I don't know why. Who knows? Like I said.
I mean, it's the same thing with the lawyer shows. It's all these people that were on reality shows that are now lawyers that are doing these lawyer shows. I mean, I thought it was odd with Steve Harvey doing Family Feud, but it works. I mean, you want him to do Wheel of Fortune?
I know, I do love Steve Harvey, but hey.
Cedric the Entertainer on Wheel of Fortune? I don't know who can do Wheel of Fortune.
I don't know. I just feel like there's somebody else out there that could possibly, this could be their thing, and like they're tied to this show for the next 30, 40 years like Pat was, you know?
Well, maybe
they
should have done an audition for the ultimate fan that could host.
Hey,
maybe. And choose that way.
It could be. It could be.
But then I guess stalkers should look at Vanna, whoever. I don't know. Don't get to ask me.
So also I wanted to mention, because of the heat out here, you know, there's a whole heat wave going through the South and the Southeast right now. So like power's out. There's water shortages. Water is out in certain places, like in Louisiana, where by happens to be the Essence Festival, and thousands of people are going into New Orleans this weekend with power issues and water issues.
Yeah, I know. That festival's too expensive any doggone way. It's not what it used to be anyway. So maybe this is
the y'all don't get on your global warming stuff, because this is just ridiculous.
Everybody's been talking about that too, that Essence Fest needs to move to different places, and they really should. I mean,
they really should.
New Orleans, and I've been, and I loved it and had a great time.
But that humidity in the summer just can't work out. No.
Well, I went the same summer Katrina hit. Katrina hit that same year. So I was there the summer before Katrina. So it was like, that was already some issues with the weather. Now they're playing with the weather again, where it's causing major outages. Mother Nature is not our friend during Essence Fest. So I feel like the rest of this petition, like we've signed in the past, or I've signed in the past, that they should move and travel.
Or make it in a different time, like make it in May. Make it in.
No, I like it 4th of July weekend. That was the ultimate for us to go. I mean, I didn't have.
But
no
the weather there 4th of July is not it. Like, why would you have a concert outdoors in Vegas?
Have you been?
I have been before, like a long time ago.
Yeah, I was fine with it.
That humidity, no, see, I don't do humidity like that.
Oh,
like,
well, then I don't know what to tell you, honey. It ain't for you, no way. So
I'm used to the dry.
It's not for you. You may need to travel to a beach or do a Jamaica trip or something where it could kind of appease you.
But see, I could do that. I could definitely do humidity when it's not a beach.
Exactly. But humidity, but you can't do the sewage and the thing of the French quarters.
No, the sewage. And I love the French quarters, but not when it's humid. It's just like walking in downtown New York when it's humid. Like you can't, it's just too many
I don't know. I didn't have a problem with it when I went that year, because I would have protective styling. I thought my braids was popping, so I was good.
Okay.
And but they should move it to different cities. I don't have a problem with them doing that. That's probably the thing, because nature is telling you now that this ain't going to work. But 4th of July, it's cool. It gave me an excuse to go and do something. But Essence has gotten really high. It's not the same as it used to be. It's getting a little astronomical to go.
Really?
But for them to go down there and then have to experience that just sucks.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Essence Magazine, you got a job to do. You gotta figure out
where we can
move this festival to other cities in July. Or countries. But do something.
That would be great. I think that would be a great look to have it in other countries. Islands, the Caribbean, all of that.
It would. But it's not going to be that, because this is an American.
We talked a little bit about we talked a little bit about the NFL betting new rules and stuff that took place last week, and this today actually we're finding out that Colts Isaiah Rodgers, as well as a quote unquote handful of players, are expected to receive season long suspensions this week for violating the NFL's policy. So season-long suspensions. Mind you, Isaiah is also being investigated for possibly gambling on Colts games, who he plays for. And if you remember, last year, Calvin Ridley had been suspended all of 2022 season for betting on NFL games, but he was away from the team at the time. But just knowing that, what was Isaiah doing? And how many is a handful?
He sounds like he has a betting problem or a gambling problem.
He probably got more than that.
I mean, this is what you probably need to do. I told you that it's kind of hard to have these athletes not gamble, and the sponsorships in their face, and if they have a previous addiction to gambling, it's not good.
Right.
So now you're paying the ultimate price of losing out on money for a whole season, as well as anything else, and getting your stats up because you got a gambling problem. So hopefully, if they suspend people like that, they need to probably put them in treatment too, just as a precaution. Part of your suspension is you attend some something. Yeah, because obviously it's something that you cannot control. And that turns into an addiction, in my opinion.
What's good, Jose? Straight Bet Sports.
Hey, Jose.
Happy belated Father's Day, Jose.
Happy belated
Father's Day. It's insane. I can't really...
I mean, the only thing is that's what it...
It is what it is, but I just feel like a whole season, like, you're suspending Ja Morant 25 games for waving guns around multiple times and having continued issues.
NBA, then, NFL, when are we not going to compare the two?
I know. And there's less games. I understand this. I just, yeah.
You can't do that.
It's wild.
Stuff is wild with different companies. Company rules are different everywhere.
Very, very. So. We also talked to you last week about the possible cage fight between Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg. And it appears that Mama Musk, May, has tweeted that the fight has been canceled and she's relieved. So we don't know how much she had to do with that. But what I didn't realize, because I was thinking like, okay, Elon Musk maybe has an advantage back then. Mark Zuckerberg has been training in jiu-jitsu. I had no idea about this. So maybe it could have been a better fight, or maybe a one-sided fight or something better than we thought it could have been. Jeez. It's too much.
I think that thing wasn't going to happen, no doggone. I feel like that was all cap.
But it would have been entertaining, like we talked about, having it be like a $1 billion
on the line, you know, it would have been very entertaining.
Or taking someone's social media away for their life.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I bet your Facebook to my Twitter or something crazy. They bet their companies or do something like that. Tesla, I put Tesla on the line. Like, make it intriguing, but to see them just sit up in their cage, I'm not interested.
Yeah, no.
Not really caring what they do. Mm-hmm. But mama stepped in and was like, oh, it took your mother? Really? That's cap all day.
We're not doing that. Yeah, your mama? Right. Okay. All right. We get you, little mama's boy. We got it.
Yeah, exactly.
LSU, School of Champs.
See the ring, honey.
Check the ring. So the men's baseball team wins the World Series of Baseball for the LSU Tigers, as well as, of course, previously this year, Angel Reese, the women's basketball team, and then, of course, Joe Burrow a couple years back. And then they showed this thing on the right, like, these three athletes have succeeded by transferring, using that transfer portal, finding the school that fits them, and not coming away with rings. So,
and it's crazy too, because Angel Reese's school first forced her transfer. She had no choice.
Yeah.
Like, her story is totally different, where she was under a circumstance where she had to do it. Like, that was crazy. And look at them.
Eat dust now. Mm-hmm. Eat it. Not a whole lot of Hugadores moments happening right now, but there is one in particular. We've talked about it before. It's the New Mexico State basketball players that had a hazing lawsuit back in April.
Yeah.
These two players had alleged that three other players in the team assaulted them while coaches knew about it and did nothing. So they got awarded $8 million. I think one's getting like 4 point something million. The other one's getting like 3 point something million. But in total, those two players are getting awarded $8 million. The Attorney General's office in the state is also looking into potential criminal charges in the case.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
As they should, for coaches, players that
sexual
were doing
assault
it.
Sexual assault is not okay on either gender. It is just not okay.
Never. And not okay for no profession. I don't know.
To use that as a hazing either. It's just wrong.
Absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
We can talk about our aces though. And this lady right here. Listen. Ooh,
check the point guard.
Hey,
check
someone got to send out a glass.
Check out.
The team is hot. The team is hot. The team is hot.
13-1.
It might even be 14-1. Was the last game 14? I don't know. But two straight wins against Indiana Fever. Saturday was a crazy night. We got to show you this one video from the point guard, of course. Her bobblehead night was on Monday, but on Saturday she had this picture. Oh yeah, I just wanted to. What's crazy? I had to open it just so I could see. There was a girl at the game that got it signed right here, which was so perfect. It was so.
I would love that. I want her to sign the box, and then I love that it has her favorite things on the side. Like, she's a Libra, mm-hmm. like me. I had no idea.
Oh, that makes
sense. 2 days before me. No wonder that energy is so dope. Makes sense.
Here's a quick little point guard moment from the game on Saturday. That was the no look pet behind the back pass. Yeah. You see Kelsey's face in the background and then Asia go off. It's just the ladies are listen. I can't even say much. I don't want to put it out there, but they're looking good.
I need even on to recognize even on the greatness of the Aces. I need everyone to stop for a minute. Businesses, people talking, music, TV networks that are acknowledging that there is not another professional team in action right now, which Fox 5 is talking about now that the nights are over. What's next for sports? We have our Aces, and I need you to recognize their greatness. As much as you put up a championship flag for our Knights, which is great, as much as you'd rather put up a Raiders flag, which haven't won anything.
Where's
forever,
the Aces murals at? Where's those Aces flag?
I need you to recognize these girls' greatness in this city. Like, I need flags for them as well. Mm-hmm. I need visits. I need flags. I need all the representation necessary. And I need people to attend. These games are live, and the tickets are still very inexpensive. $14, listen, you guys.
Monday's game for a Monday was packed. They had a lot of fans in there. It looked great. And even here's the deal. Indiana, we played like crap that first half. Like Kelsey Plum had zero field goals. She had two free throws and zero made shots in the first half.
Yeah.
And I don't think she even got her first goal until her first point or shot until maybe like 4 or 5 minutes into the third quarter. So the team was, you could tell it was a little struggled. Indiana was, shout out to Indiana. Those girls played, they're young. Boss.
Number one draft.
They playing hard.
You see that.
And going to make her very first All-Star game as a rookie starter. Right. She's a starter.
Right.
And then here's what you sent over that Aaliyah said that we just put the Gamecock alumnus aside and hoop. It's all about winning when the horn buzzes. And that's what you saw.
Like those fighters, both of them. That's what you got to do.
Aaliyah was going against pretty much our whole roster of forwards. She was against Candace, Asia, Kia, Alicia. I mean, she was walking.
That ain't hard against that Candace part. That ain't that hard. Candace. She's on the other side, so that ain't hard.
I was joking. I think Brian was sitting next to me too, but it was more like, I feel like she talks more to the refs than her teammates. I mean, she really, everything is just. But she had a good game Saturday. I'll give her credit for that one. She had 15 points on Saturday. Surely helped out on Saturday, so that was good. But yeah, so the Aces, listen, they've announced the starters.
I need to see more recognition of these girls. They won a championship before any Absolutely. Other team in the city, and I need to see the recognition of local businesses. I need to see all of that action. I need all of you guys to know that these ladies are balling.
Because what's crazy is you're going to come. And you're going to come to All-Star Weekend, or people are going to come into All-Star Weekend from all over the country because they know how important the WNBA is and how important it is to them. And you're not going to get a ticket because it's gone. It's sold out. It's all resale right now. All the tickets for All-Star are resale.
And I looked at the resale. They're not that bad.
Not, but they're more than that people paid for, that's for sure. They're like double the
price. Lower bowl, but if you go up to where the 300s are, they're still like $30 and $40. That's not bad.
That's not bad. I mean, no.
I just looked yesterday because I'm trying to get tickets for other people that are coming now.
Yeah.
That's and they're good. Not bad. And there's not a bad seat in Michelob Ultra.
You there really isn't. Game. There really isn't. So we've got Asia with the number one in votes for All-Star. She's going to be the captain, of course. So will Brianna Stewart, same as last year. Starters announced Jack Young, Chelsea Gray, Asia. I'm pretty sure we're going to see Kelsey in there as well, just not as a starter. It's hard. You can't really have all five starters as aces for the All-Star game, I think.
You can't. So. It's just not fair.
It's just not fair.
Just like our score right now. It's just not fair for these other teams. We're so loaded. It's just not fair.
It really isn't. No. And that's the craziest part is people expected Candace to be that missing piece. And she has, I mean, she's not the Alicia Clark.
She's just on the other side. It's just what it is. And
Alicia Clark gives the business. Listen, her on defense is incredible. I mean, she puts up a lot of D on the side of that ball that really helps us offensively. And so there's some pieces in there. Kirsten Bell got put in the second game in the second quarter. Cause you know, Kelsey was struggling this last game on Monday and she did well. It's just nice to have that bench out there. You know, the bench.
Sometimes you got to utilize your bench. And sometimes I know Jackie Young was trying to push for her record. So that's why she was arguing with Becky to get out there and do all of that. But they've got a bench. She needs to utilize it. She needs to utilize it early before stuff gets real tight for them. And they got a game tomorrow. Like I said, they're 13-1. Yep. Soon to be 14-1 tomorrow because they play the Liberty at home. That's a 7 o'clock game. I hope
it's gonna be on Prime. It'll be on Prime this day.
It will.
Tomorrow.
So you get the best seat in the house and watch it at home, or you can come out to Michelob Ultra and check it out. Because
absolutely,
it's got Stewie, you know, you want to see Stewie.
And Stewie, of course. Well, and the thing is, when we saw them during preseason for one preseason game, they hadn't even been together for more than a day or
no.
so they were struggling. But now they've been together and they're still doing pretty good.
They're 10-3. They're still a formidable opponent. I mean, they're.
I mean, between them and the Sun, those are the two teams that we really need to worry about when it comes to playoffs and finals and whatnot like that. So
absolutely,
it should be entertaining to say it nonetheless.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a game. They got the Aces by 7.5, so they'll cover.
It's in my 7.5.
It would.
Well, I don't know. They only won by 8 against Indiana, so I'm just
right. That's what I'm saying. That's not a bad pick.
If you could bump that up to 9.5, I might even go for that one. But yeah, I don't know. In some Vegas sad news, though, it was announced today that one of the original Vegas Misfits and Vegas Golden Knights, the man who helped us win this Stanley Cup championship trophy, Riley Smith, is now gone. He's been traded to the Pittsburgh Penguins for a 2024 third round draft pick. I think it's, you know, this, I think ever since that first year and then seeing players kind of go as each year passes, some realize in the end that it was for the best. And then there's ones like this that you're just like, but he helped us win this championship. And here's the deal. Just like in all sports, you can never count on the player being there every year. And after a championship, especially, every player wants to get paid. If their contract's up, they want to get paid. And unfortunately, there's a little thing called the salary cap.
Yeah.
And Vegas.
I mean, he contributed to the city. He will always be a VGK, and it's fine. And we wish him the best, you know, on the next journey and level of that. It does. It is a little heartbreaking because he started with us from the very beginning. But I knew there was going to be trades happening. And with the NHL draft coming up,
it's today. It was today. Started
today. Yeah. So we don't even keep coaches, let alone players. So. I need the city to get used to how NHL works.
There was a couple good deals today, though. Braden Pekal, as well as Barbie. So Barbashev has signed a 5-year contract, which is a great thing, I think, for Vegas. He'll be getting $5 million annually. So that's probably one of the reasons why they couldn't pay Smith his wanting of $5 million a year, too. So
business.
Yeah, that's what happened.
But I appreciate all the contributions, getting us that doggone
man, getting that chip,
Lord Stanley, which is off to engraving right now. It's being engraved
because
Shea Theodore came in to my job and I got a nice conversation with him, and he said that they keep it for a day, but now it's away, getting all their names etched in, so it comes back in August for the players to have one day a week.
Yeah. So they redo the etching every year.
Wow. Yeah. So now their names are getting on it. I was like, oh.
That's cool, though. Got to see our little BGK over at work. I love that. Okay.
And he said he was just going to kind of kick it. And he said he wasn't sure yet. Until he has
some champagne out of it or drink some.
Drink out of it.
Give the dog a bath in it. I don't know, something.
Oh, God. Wouldn't that be dope?
Listen.
Without it breaking.
I would try.
I think
like,
Tiffany, that is Tiffany Silver, right?
I believe so. Well, I think so. I don't know. I'm not the one to ask. We need to ask the guy.
I was always curious. I wanted to ask if that was Tiffany Silver. And I meant to ask him. I was like, is that really Tiffany? See, I'm going to have to look it up right now because I think it might be.
Yeah.
All the trophies are Tiffany. And I was just wondering if the Stanley Cup itself is a Tiffany.
I don't know. Interesting, though. Keep us posted on that. We just want to also check into the Lights, of course, this weekend are having their night with the VGK-inspired jerseys. They also got fireworks, not only on Saturday, but also on their second game. And in case you go to Great Clips, free soccer tickets with each haircut. You just got to bring your receipt from any Great Clips to Cash and Field, and you're gonna get 2 free tickets. Hey now.
Just go for a lineup. If that's not your barber and you want a ticket, just go for a quick little lineup.
Or just get a trim. Get your bangs trimmed. Just a quick little trim
and get your ticket. Don't go too far into it with them.
I wouldn't, you know, restyle your whole look, but
yeah, please don't come in there with a cut that's just not. Please don't come with a new age mullet or come with
bring
an asymmetrical bob with streaks and highlights.
No, not okay.
But yeah, so the Stanley Cup is made by Tiffany & Company. Okay. So it is a Tiffany trophy as well. So yeah.
Very good to know. Also the season's schedule got released. So we're opening up the season opener. Home opener is in Vegas. Home opener against the Kraken on October 10th.
Wow.
This is the second year that we've had our home opener with the Kraken. So that must mean something.
That's how they do it.
Hey, you better go celebrate.
Yeah.
Also, all 32 teams will be playing on October 24th. So that is going to be one big day.
Oh, my God.
Hockey Sportsbook.
Can you imagine?
Exactly.
Sportsbook is just going to be flooded with.
And then I've heard that the Winter Classic, which is the VGK in Seattle at T-Mobile Park, the outside ice skating, the outside game is going to be, is obviously on the 1st of January, but I heard that it's going to be at noon. So that means not many, try not to party too hard on New Year's Eve, because you're going to have to be getting right up and to it on New Year's Day. Yeah. I'm excited.
Hopefully they have it in them to do it.
I know. They will be. Sure they will. You know, I just think for the fans, it's going to be hard for the fans partying New Year's Eve to get. That's what I'm saying.
I hope they have them in there to do. I hope they have it in them to do it. I hope they do.
I will make sure I have a curfew on New Year's
Seattle
Eve.
Seattle
turnip
is totally different from a New Year's Eve in Vegas turnip, and then going to a game.
Absolutely, but it's so still a pretty nice look. You know, even still being out till 2-3 in the morning at this age, I'm not getting back up and.
Yes,
having to be somewhere and then be sitting by the time a game starts at noon. Like it's
hard.
Hard in these streets.
It's hard.
Hey, we got to talk about this one. So I think it was earlier this week, if not on the weekend, the Phoenix Mercury fired Vanessa Nygaard, who, of course, you know, is our previous assistant coach. It's super crazy because, yes, the Sun or the Phoenix Mercury have not been playing well, but she kind of got hired into a situation that nobody expected. So her first season was last season. The Brittany Griner situation happened.
Right.
The Taurasi and Skylar Diggins beef was kind of like battling back and forth. They didn't do well last year. Of course, you're missing BG. Plus, you also... Tina Charles decided to leave from her contract. So you're doing all those things that no one anticipated. Then you get to this year, BG's back, but then you also got Skylar out on leave. Taurasi's 41. I mean, can you blame her as the coach for how they're performing?
Well, I can blame her for not putting a handle on Diana Taurasi's temperament.
Well, you know, you can't, no one can probably do that.
Well, they're probably looking for a coach that possibly can. Because that's the only thing I can see them getting rid of this woman for. That makes some sense. It doesn't really make sense.
I don't even see anyone being able to do that with Diana Taurasi. Maybe her old UConn coach.
Well, but I'm saying that's the only thing that I could see as a rational reason, if that's rational itself, to get rid of somebody. Because everything else was circumstantial.
Yeah.
BG well, being and that's where thing, she is, that was just circumstantial.
Well, you know, they got new ownership. They already cleared out for the Phoenix Suns and their coaching staff. And then now new ownership has taken over. They've decided to make changes. Either which way. And then you got Skylar Diggins, who went on maternity leave and had her baby before the season started. There's been no update as to...
That's what I'm saying. It's all circumstantial except that.
Is she going to come back this season? Does she want to play with Diana? Who knows? There's so many.
Maybe they'll get somebody, like I said, to manage Diana Taurasi a little bit better and her temperament.
Yeah, that's one hard pill.
That's a big distraction to the team, too, of her getting into it and having all different types of technical call and all that. Yeah.
Everything. This one, you would share.
You know what?
You know, Derek Carr made a statement that it was pretty much over when they, aka the Raiders, made his wife cry, that it was pretty much over, meaning that when he got benched last season, and made his wife cry, it was pretty much over. No, sir.
You know what? How many times have I cried as a Raiders fan? How many times has Raider Nation cried over the stuff that you've pulled to cost us games? I could care less about your wife crying, but if that's what you guys
It was the comment section on that one that was killing me. Like, well, she was crying because you stole her mascara, or she was crying because the season was so crap.
But the thing of it is as Raider Nation, you can't be sitting up there giving that's the reason you decided that you are done. That's cap all day. Come on. Really, Derek? Really?
He's trying to make himself feel better.
That sealed the decision that can't be there? Come on. How many times have I cried as a Raiders fan off of your poor playing performance?
Yeah, tell me about that, because I'm sure there's been many a night. If you could collect all the Raiders fans' tears in a, it may fill up the Allegiant Stadium.
No, it'll fill up Lake Mead. Honestly, you all need water. Go try to find the Raiders.
We've solved the curse of low water levels.
We would supply it being a Raider fan. You know how many times we've cried? I don't care about your wife crying. Care about me crying. Care about us paying the gear to come see you lose.
He ain't worried now, though. He got a new team.
Yeah, and the Saints are my second team, and it's going to be interesting. They're going to be crying, too.
They don't have water or power right now.
They don't, and so practice is going to be bummy. They're going to be crying there, too.
That smell out there?
I don't know.
Practice? Oh,
they're going to be crying, too. That doggone Derek Carr, the nerve of him to say some stuff. The nerve.
Shout out to Brandon in the comments. Hi, Brandon. Yeah, very brutal. Super brutal for that. I couldn't know it. Yeah. Okay, so you know, I've had this little ongoing issue with do I want to subscribe to YouTube TV for Sunday Ticket, because I'm a lifelong Sunday Ticket fan, always with DirecTV. I still have DirecTV, however, there's no Sunday Ticket. And it was announced, excuse me, I feel like a sneeze coming on, but it was announced that the NFL, per the NFL, that the DirecTV will still carry NFL Red Zone, even though Sunday Ticket is left. So that gives me some hope that at least I can have some access to all the games, just basically all the Red Zone activity. However, I'm still debating on my YouTube subscription for.
Well, you need to put your Cash App up, because it's your birthday anyway, coming up on Friday. Need to have that Cash App popping anyway. Have blessed Mel with her 34th birthday gift of maybe being able to pay for this thing.
Yes.
Week of you talking about it, honestly.
I just need somebody that's out there to get my DM, comment on the show, because I want to hear from those out there that have YouTube TV. How many people actually in separate homes can watch it at the same time? Because like if me and someone split the YouTube subscription for football, for Sunday Ticket, can both of us be anywhere and still log on without somebody getting kicked off? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I just need you to
hurry up. I appreciate the birthday wishes. You know, 25 was just a couple years ago. So
yeah, right. It jumps. But you know, the thing is, like I said, put your Cash App up so you can get some money or something. Somebody bless her with some money, because honestly, I'm tired of her talking about the Sunday Ticket fiasco.
But it's serious. It's a serious thing.
Yeah, it's part of my. I'm not getting no money.
Well, they're all the same. They're on the same link, so I'm gonna lie. You know, that's what it is.
Yeah, get your money so you can get it. So I have enough of this, because I don't know what you're going to do. You got to figure it out. All these people you know, all these people in Seattle that are our fans, please bless
Melissa. I should just do like a, what are those pages called?
A GoFundMe.
I need a GoFundMe.
You do. I don't know why you haven't set it up already. I've seen worse. I say do it. I actually will help you.
I know. Listen, there's so many other things I should be wasting money on. That should be one of them. But it's like, I need my football.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you put a nice, sad paragraph together, cover letter for your GoFundMe, how football is everything to you, make it sad as possible.
And even make like a fake tear, have a couple tears come down.
Yes, just show pictures with your tears, show pictures with your dogs. Just say, my dogs are real sad that there's no football in the house. It's good white noise for them. Girl. I think we're on to something with the GoFundMe. I think you need to go ahead and try that.
I'm going to have to look
into
that.
Even if you get a couple hundred bucks off of it, it helps.
A couple hundred bucks is half the price, pretty much.
Yeah. Jeez.
I wouldn't have to split it.
Right.
Anyways, let's talk about some NBA stuff. We've got free agency coming up. I think it's about to go on fire.
We talked about this last week with Chris Paul and everything, though. But if you want to talk about it again, we can.
Well, we didn't. I mean, we talked about him being with the Warriors, yeah. And, you know, Clay mentioned something about them. You know, it'll be worked out on the court. I think that's fine. Trades happen all the time. And like I was watching a show today, and they're like, it wasn't like this was Michael Jordan, Isaiah Thomas. Like, there was no ridiculous, crazy rivalry that you saw between these two or these three players from opposite teams. They just played on opposite teams.
Yeah.
You know, of course, it wasn't the 80s and 90s, and you weren't throwing Warriors blows.
Warriors fans are pretty upset. And I understand.
But he's, I mean, here's the deal. Chris Paul can live with being off the bench and being an off the bench player, and, you know, being there for when Clay or Steph aren't playing in the game, whether it be load management or injuries, then maybe that's what they need and that can help them.
Well, hopefully he doesn't get injured. He's injury prone as doggone self.
Well, that part too.
Well, I mean, listen. Good for Golden State. I'm not going to mention anything else about it. He needs to stay there. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to. I'm more concerned if we are going to be able to keep Austin Reeves on our team and have the squad that we have right now and maybe do a few minute changes with LeBron leaving or something else that could come in that place. But I don't want any Chris Paul. I don't want him to come nowhere near the south of California. I don't want any of that.
Stay only right on away games, right?
Stay right. I'm so sorry, Golden State. I hate to do that to you, but stay right where he is. See if we gonna pay this.
I mean, if he bounced again, that would be like a rock skipping. Like, he would have hit like a few teams over the course of an off season, which is terrible. But
yeah.
Well, then, what do you think about this trade? What do you think about the Hawks trading John Collins over to the Jazz for you, Rudy Gay?
Listen, you got to do what you got to do. I was like, going anywhere, doing that anyway. So stupid.
I know.
I was trying to be.
I can't deal with the Jazz uniform.
That's the worst trade, too. What is wrong with these people?
Who wants to go to Jazz? I just can't. I would never want to. I could never want to.
I don't know, Brandon, about D Rose coming to LA. I could see it, but I don't know.
And then what's happening with Damian Lillard? Is he going to end up staying, or is he going to find a way to finally get out of there or pushed out of there? Or,
well, they got a new draft pick now that he could work with that actually they look like something if he stays.
Yeah, Scoot.
So, I mean, if I were him, I'd stay.
I don't know. I think that I would be nice.
That's going to show him the money. You know, he's commanding to go. Mm-hmm. He's going to have to try to prove himself and go to a playoff contention.
Absolutely.
And be that guy. He's not going to get a bigger payday. I just need him to stay where he is, in my opinion. I just don't.
Well, there's been talk of him with the Heat or him maybe with Chicago. First of all, Lonzo Ball out for the whole season already.
Yeah, that's a mess. Well, the Ball brothers are a mess. So you got Jello.
Man,
out, you got
like, out
for the remaining season.
First, we were praising these boys for so Jello long, out. And then now they can't even stay in there.
Jello having a baby with one of the loving hip hop stars.
And I thought that woman was like 40 years old. I did
the
not
City
know.
Boys are up for the Ball brothers. City Boys up.
Oh, jeez, man. City Boys are definitely up.
City Boys are up. I mean, one's out for the rest of the season. The other one, is he coming back to Charlotte at the start of the season? We need him because he's probably the best one out of the three. And then the other one, who's not playing ball at all, decides to play dad and got this reality star. So.
Hey, do what you gotta do. They need their own, the Ball of Hip Hop, or
Miss Nick, just Miss Nicky,
the
baby.
Business of Ball.
Won that one. Wow. Oh, I was shocked.
Wemby
and
got.
I watched that reality show, so I know who she's been with on the show. She dated Fizz. She dated Safari at one point. She dated a couple chicks. Now she's got
a couple too. I just kept seeing her picture and thought she was like in her late 30s, if not 40. And come to find out, she's not. And
you
I was
might
like,
be
oh.
right. How old is she?
I don't know. I think I did like a Google on whatever JLo's girlfriend, baby mama was. And I want to say she was still in her 20s, but there's no way she looks
no
like
way
that.
No way Miss Nicky baby is in her 20s.
Right.
I would say, if I had to guess, I'm going to say 32.
Are you Googling?
I'm Googling right now.
I was just shocked at how it it did. It was way lower than I assumed. I thought she was like high 30s.
33. High. She is 33. Really? But she's had a lot of work done. The girl is definitely plastic.
And it ain't helped the face though.
Well, you know, I didn't mind Miss Nikki. She dated, what's the other guy? She was, the one that went to jail that had the house out here. What's his name? The producer that was with Drake. Molly Mall. She dated Molly. She dated, you know, she's been through a lot of these.
That was like one of the first seasons, I think, because I saw that one, I think. That's the only reason why I knew her, because I seen like the first season of whatever hip hop was. But
yeah, she was dating Molly Mall, and she dated Safari, and she's got a list of the good entertainers at one point, you know?
And Leave It to Jello made a hoe a housewife. So
the players.
Hey, shout out to Crumble Cookies. If you don't have one, you better find a city that has them, because they are bomb as heck. But Crumble Cookies tweeted that they will, if Tobias Harris stays with the Sixers, everyone in Philly gets a free Crumble Cookie.
Nobody wants their crappy ass cookies. What are you talking about? They're good.
Them cookies are good. Cookies,
whatever. Stuck cake has cookies some of the good together, ones. Hardly not even fully baked.
It's not cake.
Stuff with stuff layered on it.
You must not have had the good one. Maybe you had a bad experience with one of their weekly specials or something.
You know what? At Nordstrom working there, we used to get Crumble Cookie all the time, and I still was never a fan.
Well, I like them. They're good. Especially like their fest. You know,
and Twitter
some of
was flaming
ones.
Them too about the Crumble Cookie at Philly. Them Philly folks ain't feeling the Crumble Cookie either. Don't do that.
They want free cheesesteaks from Ishka Bibbles. That's
right,
what they want.
Right, exactly. Don't be doing no Crumble Cookie. Don't want those craps. Damn cookie place. Crumble Cookie. Cute pink box with a little brown on it. Like, oh, here you go. We don't even finish them things at work. We kill Randy's before we kill those.
There's a couple good pink boxes though. I will say that. I don't know. It is what it is. Baseball. We got to talk about Mr. Ohtani, this guy.
Oh, yeah. So, he's doing it.
His game yesterday, starting pitcher, hits home run 27, leaves in the sixth inning after striking out 10 people, and then hits his second home run for 28. He's now leading the Major League Baseball. He's already tied himself with the most home runs prior to July. He did that previously in 2021. And then not only does he do all this, but he really doesn't try to celebrate. So here's a little video of him going back to the dugout after his home run. Wow. He ignored the celebratory hat and literally did like a couple ha ha ha's and went back to get his mitt because he was pitching.
Nice.
He's like, that's it, I'm done. He's like, I'm good. Back to business, guys. Back to business.
Right. They got to be.
They got to be. How about your Freddie Freeman?
Man, Frederick Charles Friedman. Can we talk about Freddie Freeman with the 2,000 hits? Even though we lost that game against the Astros when he hit it.
Oh,
the cool
Astros.
Thing about it was his dad, who lives not too far in Texas from the where the Astros play, was able to be there to see it happen, his wife, his children. Freddie Freeman was probably one of the best acquisitions the Dodgers ever received.
I know you were very excited over this.
Oh,
one.
Yeah. He is that guy. And to hit a
and
double
he's paying
like that,
out. He's
like
paying
I said,
out.
We still lost that game, but for his 2,000, he joins a club of 8 other Dodger players who wore the uniform hitting 2,000. Including Adrian Gonzalez.
That's impressive. Very impressive.
Yeah, yeah. Very so impressive. My Dodgers, they play the Rockies tonight.
Okay.
We're losing. We're down.
Well, my Mariners have been hit or miss. A lot of miss, a lot of hit. But, yeah. You know, I will say this. I'm excited that the J-Rod show is coming back to the Home Run Derby. He was the first person to announce last week that he would be in the Home Run Derby and returning after last year. And of course, doing it in front of the hometown squad in Seattle for the All-Star game. Yeah.
Yeah, not for nothing. We got a lot of injuries on our team and stuff, and people aren't 100% back and all of that. But I honestly will take it because we're second in the NL West, and that's a first for us. So we're usually number one around this whole time with 40 plus wins, but we're at 44 wins, I think. And I'd rather take the number two spot. I think we need to be a little humbling and then come back on top later on in the season, hopefully.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Shout out to Natalie tapping in. We appreciate
Hi, Nat.
You. Hope
What's
you had
Yankees
a good nap.
Doing? Or are you Mets?
I did see one cute video of Aaron Judge playing with his puppy on the field. That was cute. Other than that, I can't give it any credit. they still have no timetable for Aaron Judge's return, too.
So. Yeah, when's he gonna come back? It's good.
Yeah, keep him out for a while because this American League needs it. We need a little help.
They do.
I want to get into some girl power because there are a few today.
Oh, good.
First off, we want to give a shout out to Simone Biles. Of course, we all know is going to be back soon. She's going to be competing in August at the U.S. Classic in Chicago. This is her first time competing since the Olympics in Tokyo, which was 2 years ago. So she's back. She took some time off for her mental health. She got married. Looking forward to seeing her back. And then, you know, this event is also a qualifier for the U.S. Championships, which, of course, eventually goes back into Olympics. And she could possibly try and work her way into getting into her third Olympics, which doesn't happen very often for those gymnasts at all. So congrats to her. I also want to talk about, we got a little cute little video. So, you know, at baseball games, people always throw out the first pitch. And just like for us, we got excited over the Chelsea Gray bobblehead.
Right.
I did need to shout out Sadie Gossman, whose dad is Kevin Gossman for the Blue Jays. I believe he's the one that may have had issues on the airplane and some other things. However, it was his bobblehead night. And Sadie got to throw out the first pitch.
Oh, wow. His daughter Sadie, accompanied by her father and little sister Sutton, threw out the ceremonial first pitch. Now, Sadie's mom, Taylor, watched proudly from the sidelines and told me how excited Sadie was because it was her second time taking part in the pregame ceremony. Sadie thinks this is going to be an annual thing now, Taylor said. Well, down the stretch.
That's so cute. The girl can throw too. She's got a nice.
Yeah, I mean, her dad's a pitcher, so it's gotta be in the blood, right? So
it was like a perfect overhand throw. It was like
it was super super cute. So big shout out to Sadie for getting her pitch on. I know, and we definitely gotta talk about this. I know you've seen the stories. Of course, there was the Belgian shot putter who was Jolene Boumkwa, I believe Boumkwa. She's a shot putter and hammer thrower that basically because the Belgium hurlers all had to pull out of the race due to injuries, she finished it. She did it for them because otherwise Belgium would have been disqualified. And she didn't even knock any hurdles down, which is amazing in itself. And then earned 2 points for her team. So big step.
Shout out to the best of your women that are athletically inclined to do things. And shout out to their sports bras that keep them great support for what they're doing because... I could never.
But the fact that you're used to, you know, hurdle, you're used to shot puts and like arm step, and you're literally having to high step it over. I mean, granted, she wasn't sprinting or running, but to even get over those without knocking one off is a, that would be an accomplishment.
I've been knocking all those things over. Like I said, she is quite the heavy build. Like her chest alone is already like she's dope in that aspect that she could even do the athleticism she did. Shout out to her great sports.
Tall as ever, apparently.
I need to find out what that one is to hold these girls like that. And the fact that she was able to do that is just amazing.
Very amazing. Very amazing. Now, I want to share something that I saw today. Usually when I'm getting ready on podcast day, I watch some of the shows around ESPN or Fox Sports and kind of just hear what people are talking about. Well, today was a first for me, and maybe it's happened before and I had didn't catch it or I missed it. But Around the Horn today had an all-female four panel, which I've never seen. Usually I see Kimes or I see McNutt on there, but they had Elle Duncan as well. And they also had Courtney Cronin, which I've never seen four women
Around
the Horn.
I've never seen that either. It's usually McNutt on there. I've never seen the rest of them.
I've seen Kimes on there a lot, and I've seen McNutt.
Yeah,
I've seen like maybe one or two, one here and one there, but usually it's always the three guys and one girl, or there's four guys or two and two. I've never, ever seen four women at
one time. Guys, I take a day off. That's great. Good.
They should do it more often, because these girls killed it. Killed it.
Good.
I loved it, so I had to share that. Times have changed. I don't think anyone has. At first I was watching it like, oh, and then I was like looking. I'm like, wait a minute, because they put all four of them together. I was like, wait, it's all women right now. Like, this is incredible.
Yeah.
So It was really nice. It was really nice. It was really nice. I got some sneakers to get into because we didn't do sneakers last week. So I wanted to make sure we did have a few sneaker drops. Just so you know, because I was confused at first. But the Vegas Sneaker Con is happening July 8th and 9th. Mandalay Bay Convention Center. You can go to sneakercon.com and buy tickets that way. It's a two-day event. I'm definitely going to try and make it to one. It's just nice to see other people's shoes that are out there. But as far as drops, you got the Air Jordan 7s, the white infrared. These will be dropping on my birthday on Friday. I don't want them, though, because I'm not a fan of 7s. So
wait, those are 7s or 6s?
7s.
Those are 7s?
You see the back?
Really?
You see the height on these ones? Yeah.
Not a fan.
Uh-uh. No. I love an infrared, but no. These New Balance I thought were pretty interesting. These are the multicolor, the 9060s. These will be dropping on Saturday the 1st. So if you need a perfect shoe for all those colorful outfits you got, these could be one. And here's the deal. I haven't heard of the Terminator. Maybe it's been a long time, but the Nike Terminator Low is coming out in velvet brown July 1st. I don't see how much of a difference it is between a dunk or a one low, but I see it a little bit, I think, in the sole. I don't know.
I mean, it's a little different to have. The sole is a little thicker.
I never heard about Terminator before, I guess. I mean, that's just what took me by surprise.
No, I like those. I didn't know they were doing Terminator lows anymore. You haven't heard from them in a while.
Yeah, that part. We also got another one. The Adidas Gazelles are coming back in a bliss pink. These will be out on July 1st as well. That back looks kind of purple almost, which I think is kind of cute. And then you've got the Jordan 1 KO Low Breeds. These will be out on July 1st. I'm actually excited because there's an AJ1 KO purple shoe that's going to be coming out in August. So I saw that ahead of time. It's going to be nice. And then the last but not least, you've got a Nike Dunk Low, the washed denim. These will be out on the 4th of July. Yeah.
Hard pass.
That's what it is.
Oh, man. Well, big rest in peace to Chris Spanto, the founder of Born and Raised LA Gear Clothing.
Oh, like, no.
That was like the stuff that you would have. He introduced a lot of that to the South Los Angeles area. With the old English leathering, born and raised, streetwear, street clothing. He definitely was an icon. He got killed in a fatal car accident yesterday. He was 50 years old. The story of him is truly amazing as far as his upbringing and everything else and how he just got attached to the love of LA. And wearing the born and raised clothing attached to your sneaker culture was kind of a good mix because I used to see people wearing the born and raised with the dunks, or they were wearing them with some of the other sneakers, and that was kind of the look. But yeah, it's unfortunate and sad, you know, that he was very legendary in the fashion world, especially for the Latin community. The
did they say how he passed?
Community. Fatal car crash.
Oh.
Yeah.
Listen, you never know when the last day is. Make sure you love and hug on your people.
Tribes. Like, yeah. It's unfortunate.
That's too bad.
But that born and raised stuff is always fire. And it's unfortunate that that had to happen. But I hope that whoever is co-founder, I hope he keeps it going. You know? But if you ever see the born and raised t-shirts out there with the old English lettering, that's him.
Okay. Natalie, I am rocking the Asia Wilson jersey today because she is the Western Conference Player of the Week for her 11th straight, or not 11th straight, but her 11th time in her career. So we're super happy for Asia. Again, the Aces play tomorrow, the Liberty at home Michelob Ultra. You can find tickets on access.com. Go to our YouTube, subscribe to Girl Chat Sports, turn the notifications on, share with friends, family, all that. Give us a like, follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We've got socials everywhere. We'd like to do a little tweet here and there, or a post here and there. We'll see. But that's going to be the show for today. And we'll see you guys next week after the long holiday
weekend.
And thanks,
new viewer Brandon, for joining the chat and talking with us. And throwing
appreciate
in
that.
A lot of opinions and input. We really appreciate you engaging with us. Be sure you tell all your friends about Girl Chat Sports. We are here. It is summertime.
Every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time. We will catch y'all next week. And have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. And please please, for the love of all animals like mine, don't blow up them fireworks all night long for 4 days straight. Like, keep it to the 4th of July. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You know that's not gonna happen. Get that blanket for him.
No, I got Trazodone for
him. Shout out to Mel, founder of Girl Chat Sports. It is her birthday on Friday. So happy birthday, Mel. Because
thank you.
We have to wish you before the after when we do the show next week.
I feel like every time it's my birthday, we're usually somewhere because the show falls on my birthday. So I'm glad that my birthday is actually towards a weekend now so I can enjoy it. And this being like almost like a 5-day weekend for me.
Right.
I'm pretty happy about that. So
that's perfect. Gives you a chance to turn it on up.
A lot of pool time, a lot of relaxation, and some fun time. So I'll make sure to see all of you later. And we'll catch you next Wednesday, same bat time, same bat channel, because we're out.
See ya. We are out.